Experts say the Puget Sound region is overdue for a massive earthquake. And when the big one hits, that 9.0 quake, you're going to have only seconds to get to a safe place. So how will Seattle be able to warn nearly 700,000 people all at once? John Vidali thinks about that all the time. He directs the Pacific Northwest Seismic Network. He told Ross Reynolds why early warning systems can make a big difference.
There's very little we can do to prepare for earthquakes, and most of it costs a fortune. Retrofitting all the buildings is beyond our budgets. But one thing that's fairly simple is to detect the earthquakes as fast as possible and spread the word that strong shaking is coming, maybe in a second, maybe in 5 minutes. But any time we have to prepare, we can take some steps to reduce the damage and loss of life.
If there was a big earthquake right now, how would we be notified here in Seattle? How would we find out?
We'd find out what had happened. We'd find out 10 or 20 minutes later when we'd have all our analysis done, and we'd tell you what you went through. And that helps the emergency response people to know where to go and how bad they think it might be. But that doesn't help people get out of the way.
So there's no early warning system at all?
Well, I have one in my phone.
And what does it do?
It's a prototype of what we're planning to build here in the region. And it is hooked into the network. And within 5 or 10 seconds, when things are working right, it will send a warning of what earthquake is happening. And it will update by the second. But it's not nearly ready to give out for people to use.
Well, you're here, so at least we'll know.
If it works, yes.
So that sounds like that needs to be improved quite a bit to make a better system.
Yeah, I mean, the way we do it is pretty clear. In fact, people knew what to do 100 years ago. But what isn't there is the instruments that work well on the ground, the way to carry the information back to our computers quickly, the analysis tools to not make a mistake, which is critical when the big earthquake only comes every few decades. So we need to improve a number of stages of how we do the early warning before we can give it out as something that people could count on.
What are some of the key next steps to finish this off so we do get at least a little bit of warning?
It's actually pretty simple. You know, there is a plan we have that will work, but it costs $17 million a year. And that would cover the whole West Coast. So as soon as they approve of the whole thing and think it's worth the investment, then I expect they'll raise the funding to the level we need, and we'll have that system.
When will we have it?
When will we have it? I think if it were fully funded, I think within a year we'd have sort of a somewhat crippled system that wouldn't be as reliable, and probably in 2 or 3 years we'd have a system that works pretty well. And then somewhere between 5 and 10 years, depending on the investment, we'd have a system that works as we advertise.
Fingers crossed we don't get that 9 until then. Well, let's hope we never get that 9, but if we do get it, let's hope it's not too soon.
Yeah, we certainly agree.
John Vidali directs the Pacific Northwest Seismic Network. He spoke to Ross Reynolds.